Episode 1679, Are You Doing What Really Matters?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday, and that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. I pray that you have had an absolutely beautiful week. It is time to look forward to the weekend. So the question is for you, are you doing what really matters? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the sun comes up and then the sun goes down, a beginning and an end in your everyday. With everything in between, are you doing what really matters? Life is fragile and fragrant, but most of our minutes are spent on the unrelated stuff that doesn't have an impact on the world we touch. Time is limited, and even though you may feel invincible, your days are numbered. The day before yesterday, we traveled to North Carolina to honor my husband's grandfather. Grandpa passed away at the age of 95 years old. He lived a beautiful life. It was truly a celebration. So yesterday on Thursday, it was his funeral service. All the family gathered, some of whom I had never met. As I sat around listening to all the stories about Grandpa, there was a theme in his storyline. He treated people with respect and made each of them feel important, that they mattered. My father-in-law shared a story of one of his good friends that responded to Dad's text shortly after Grandpa passed away. He reminded Dad how impactful his dad was for him and how Grandpa groomed them at such a young age. He paid attention to the young man who is now impacting the world that he touches, the family that he has raised, the people he has worked with, the community that he has served in. And my dad just sent this text to him and said, you know, hey, I just wanted to let you know that my dad passed away. And he immediately responded back, I'm so sorry. And went on to tell Dad about Grandpa's influence. Now understand, this was 50 years ago, greater than probably than 50 years. And to this day, Dad's good friend saw Grandpa as an influencer in his life. Are you doing what really matters? I think about how much of our time is truly wasted on stuff that doesn't matter. Oh, how this world could be a different place if we looked at our lives and our actions as gifts to those around us, those whose paths we cross. Grandpa and Grandma have been married for, oh my goodness, over 71 years. I think it's like 71 years and, I don't know, 9, 10 months, something like that. You could just see how they work together as a team to impact their entire family, their friends, their community, their country. Everything that they did had a ripple effect. Grandpa truly lived the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Unfortunately, though, material things, selfish endeavors, and modern technology has distracted us from the very foundation of our existence. Connection. Human connection. Are you doing what really matters? I don't want to get all morbid and say you have to think about what people will say at your funeral service, but what would it be here and now? If that unfortunate day for your friends and family happened, not for you because you're going to heaven, but what would be said? Would there be a theme in your storyline? Or would it show more about being caught up in the petty and pity stuff of life? Don't minimize the impact and influence you have. One day, people you now call family and friends will gather together and share stories about you. What stories will they tell? What impact will you leave? What impact have you left this week? Have you made that connection with your children? Have you reached out even though they're mad at you? Have you gone to your spouse and said, I just want you to know that, yeah, I get mad at you, but I love you. And I look forward to the next year. That probably would floor your spouse if you said that. Have you actually stopped messing on your phone or your tablet and gone and done something with your child, just the two of you? Kind of a one-on-one date. It was funny, we were on our way to have dinner together as a family, a small gathering. And as we were driving there, the restaurant we were going to, it was kind of in a mall area location. And there's this dad and his two girls, and they were going into the sporting goods store. And the girls were so cute, and they haven't started school yet here where we are and where the funeral is being held, et cetera, et cetera. And so dad was walking with them, and the girls went ahead, and dad went skipping. I'm not kidding you, skipping across the road. It was precious. And inside I was like, why can't every parent be like that dad for just one moment? But we're too worried about, well, what's that person in that car going to say about me? What's that security camera? Am I going to end up on Instagram? Am I going to fall down and make a fool of myself? Who cares? Because when all is said and done, and when two or more gather together on that day, as they share stories about you, what will your storyline be? Will it be of that skipping mom, that skipping dad? Will they share that no matter what was going on, mom was there? She was the mama bear taking care of us? No, maybe we didn't necessarily like her. When my dad stood up to give a few words about grandpa, one of the first few words that came out of his mouth was, dad was strict. And I thought, he cared. Yes, we see things differently, our perspective. And we have to do things sometimes that our children really don't like. We have to make tough decisions that our family doesn't understand or our friends don't get. But then at the same time, we're there to support and love them unconditionally. Are you doing what really matters? Your living legacy is now. It's today. Create your now and let your light shine. Grandpa lived a beautiful life filled with people who called him friend, brother, uncle, father, and grandpa. This farmer at heart loved the dirt. He loved the animals, the plants, and flowers, and he loved God too. He lived one big message in his life. Be present, be incredible, be you, because you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. We love you, Grandpa. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.